Chapter 8, God's Will. As I was crafting all the stories of the Bible into a telling format, I became impressed with how differently God deals with each biblical character. He didn't work with Abraham the same as he did with Moses. He didn't deal with Joshua the same as Gideon. Jesus treated Peter in one way and John in another way. He treated both of them in a way that was different from the rich young ruler. In John 21, Jesus told Peter what was going to happen to him in the future. Peter then said, "What about John? What's going to happen to him?" In essence, the Lord said, "That's none of your business. You follow me and don't worry about him." God deals with each of us differently. A striking example is Elijah and Elisha. They were two great prophets of God. One was the mentor for the other. Yet God treated them as the separate individuals they were. Elijah was a man in the wilderness, dressed in rough clothes, preaching thundering sermons. He even called down fire from heaven. Elisha, on the other hand, was dressed in street clothes like a businessman of that day. He did things quietly. These two prophets were totally different, and God dealt with them accordingly. Understanding this made me realize I don't have to worry about how God is blessing someone else. I don't have to be concerned that he doesn't communicate with me the same as he communicates with them. Instead, these biblical stories gave me a new focus on how God is dealing with me personally. So here is a glimpse into my personal walk with God. I'm sure it doesn't fit with that of anyone else. Years ago, I made this commitment to God. "Lord, you are the master, and I am the servant. I will do whatever you want me to do. Let me know what it is, and I'll do it. In the meanwhile, I'm not going to worry about it or seek your will, but I'm always available. If you don't show me anything different, I'll just live my life the best I know how, according to what I've learned from your word." I see others who are constantly seeking God's will, trying to figure it out and asking questions about it. That's okay, because that's how they follow the Lord. It's not the same with me. I don't worry about it. God has revealed enough of his will to keep me busy. Besides, every time he directly says something to me, it's not what I want to hear. This is how God has led me in the area of following his will for my life. When I have a decision to make, I simply decide what is best. Every now and then, God steps in and interferes with what I'm planning to do. I admit, I'm usually not very happy about it, since it always comes at a time when I've already made up my mind to go in a different direction. Yes, I usually put up a struggle because he wants me to start doing something I don't want to do, or stop doing something I was planning to do. Still looking back, following God's will has always been for the best. Some have asked, "How do you know it is God talking to you?" That is a question everyone should ask themselves. I always test these feelings because I know there are other voices around me that want me to go against God's will. Here are some things I do. First, I ask myself if the voice is trying to get me to do something against the Bible. God has given us principles to guide our lives. I know it is not God if I'm being moved to violate one of those principles. Next, I examine my motives to see if I'm just looking for an excuse to do something I already want to do. By far, most of the decisions I make do not involve God talking to me about it. God only talks to me when I need to change directions. Last, I always allow plenty of time in this process. This isn't hard, since it's usually something I don't want to do. God is patient and doesn't mind waiting to convince me to do his will. Usually God's voice is quiet and gentle. It's like a cool breeze on a hot evening and is not much different than any other thought I might have. With added time comes pressure. The quiet and gentle slowly turns into loud and demanding. All other thoughts start fading away until I yield to what God wants. The cherry on top is the peace that comes when I change my direction and go where I'm led. Add to that the joy of seeing it work out for the best. The foundation for this relationship with God is simple. I have dedicated myself to follow the Lord wherever He leads. I have opinions where that ought to be, but I'm willing to submit to His pressure. In this little book, I talk about the times God interfered with my plans. As I've said before, you need to find out how God leads you. He treats each of us as individuals.